irrespective of the visa type that you've been holding to manifest your residence in Hong Kong, for the purposes of a right of abode application, ostensibly the 7-year clock starts ticking when you've manifestly taken up residence in Hong Kong, not specifically the date that you activated your residence visa, in this case your QMAS visa. This is proven through the provision of documentation at the time of your right of abode application, and that documentation includes, as general themes, tax payment documentation. You show that you have held back-to-back residence visas throughout all of the time. Importantly, your residential accommodation arrangements, and also the proof of location of any accompanying family members during the 7 years. If they've been in Hong Kong, particularly, for example, if your children have been in school, even if you haven't been in Hong Kong throughout all of that time and you've got a good reason as to why your temporary absences from Hong Kong have been experienced, none of that will break the continuity of ordinary residence, so you can expect that the clock will start ticking at the date that your visa was activated. However, if you've activated your QMAS visa and then left and gone elsewhere and not taken manifest steps towards demonstrating an act of settlement in that first period of time, then you can expect that the clock will start ticking from the time that you can demonstrate a formal act of settlement. So any absences from Hong Kong that are less than 6 months don't require disclosure or specific explanation, but the Immigration Department do look to see the amount of time that you've actually spent in Hong Kong, and if not many days are spent in the HKSAR cumulatively, that will factor into whether or not you're indeed already settled in Hong Kong. So, a combination of time away, the document showing when formal settlement began, and your movements to and from Hong Kong in that first year will drive the decision of the Immigration Department as to when you did in fact begin the act of settlement in the HKSAR. So to sort of tie that all back together, what that really means is that if you've come with your QMAS visa, activated it, and then gone away, and you haven't established a home, you haven't gone through the process of starting a business or securing a job, if you haven't started all the normal types of things or created the facts on the ground that are manifestly evident when you started to live in a place, and you can't produce documentation to show that in fact all those events of settlement started, then the Immigration Department will look at the quality of your documentation, will look at your records to see how much time you spent in Hong Kong, and then they will conclude that your formal act of settlement started on a date that can properly be said to be the date that you started full-time living in Hong Kong. So in terms of the supporting documents, well, that's a podcast answer in of itself, but I have included a link to our pre-submission checklist for the right of abode application and appended it to your question in this post. And then finally, in relation to you having been born a Chinese citizen, presently holding foreign citizenship, as you're probably aware, formally, you cannot have dual nationality. You can't be both a Chinese citizen and a foreign national. Formally, you can't have both nationalities in that way. And as your immigration record in Hong Kong is reflected in your foreign citizenship, then for all practical purposes, the way that you would be treated as a foreign national in Hong Kong would be the same as every other foreign national, notwithstanding the fact that you would have an ostensible claim for Chinese citizenship by virtue of your birth on the mainland. And in that regard, you would have to relinquish your foreign nationality in order to become a fully-fledged Chinese citizen again, once more holding your Chinese passport accordingly. Hope that helps.